Pacific Dome, Phil Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And welcome. We're back live with you here this week. We did take a few days off last week, a little bit of vacation time. We may also take two, three days next week just to kind of get that taken care of. And other than that, it's another summer. Another summer is upon us. It's a beautiful thing. Join us at our website, philhendryshow.com, live streaming video of our show, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of archive material, a very, very lively comment section that you can be a part of if you are a subscriber. As a matter of fact, we had to shut the comment section down briefly this weekend because of some untoward and ill-considered activities. However, it's back up and running. And we also have, as I mentioned, you know, our live streaming video as well as other video archive material. So there's a lot of stuff at our website. We do welcome you and join us there with a backstage pass. Now, episode 3 of the Phil Hendry Show, the free Phil Hendry podcast, episode 3 is up at Phil Hendry Radio, but you can hit that link on the homepage of Phil Hendry Show, and that takes you right over to Phil Hendry Radio. Our number, 877-876-7445. It's been such a kind of a wild weekend, some screwy news, some strange news, some otherworldly news. Now, I have a young man on the line here who was talking to our Vice President of Syndication, David G. Hall, and your name is what, son?
This is R.C. Collins. I think I've...
Well, I've talked to you before.
Yes, sir. We've talked many times in the past, yeah.
Well, it's good to talk. Were you talking to David?
Well, I was talking to him and about your pre-show. Yes, sir.
And what were you talking to him about?
Well, I was concerned on the pre-show on your video cast. I was concerned with it.
What made you concerned?
Well, you were angry about some stuff. I guess you was talking about your website. And
yeah, I was. You're right. And I was very, I guess I was being extremely, what's the word? Animate?
Well, I mean, you were really mad, you know, and...
Yeah, I was, yeah.
And I called and they told me to talk to Mr. Hall, and I did.
And what did you talk to him about?
I told him that I felt just a little bit that I'm a subscriber on your website, and that you was mad, and he said to talk to you about it, and that you'd be happy to talk about what I wanted to talk to as a way of saying that you're sort of sorry, I guess. I'm not sure.
Okay, you got to give this to me again, because I'm not clear.
He said that I could talk to you about what concerned me, and you would say that you'd be happy to talk with me about what I wanted to talk about as a way of saying that you were sorry for, I guess, offending me or...
Okay, what?
I got David, come on.
Yeah, David?
Yeah, Phil, it's David. Listen, here's what the young man R.C., right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Phil, this is what the young man wanted to say. He was offended by your ranting and raving during the pre-show. And,
well, what, can I ask a question?
Hold on for just a minute.
Yeah, I was offended by some of the language. Yeah.
And well, wait a minute. Let me say something, okay?
I wanted to finish what I was saying.
Let me just say something. The pre-show is an uncensored pre-show for subscribers. You're a subscriber, right?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm a subscriber, but...
Okay, let me just... Phil, he was offended by a lot of the F this and MF and a lot of the language that you use. And
but it's an uncensored pre-show that you pay for.
I understand that, but he did not know that it was going to be quite that graphic. Now, this young man is a longtime listener, is that right?
Yes, sir. I've been listening to Mr. Hendry for probably about 3-4 years now.
And so what I told him was, and I thought this would be fun, is to listen to his idea. He wants to talk about something which I think perhaps you might not want to deal with. But as a way of, you know, repaying him and making it up to him.
Making what up to him? I don't understand.
The use of the language.
Yeah, well, I was a little bit offended by the language.
All right, now you are a member of Bradley Military Academy, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. You are an aspiring Army officer, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay. Don't you think they use that kind of language in the military?
Yeah, but they don't. An officer and a gentleman.
I'll do it, Mr. Paul. To be an officer and a gentleman, you don't say a lot of those, you don't use that language in the Army. That's what being an officer and a gentleman is to conduct yourself in a way that is clean and is efficient and is not offensive, especially to women or to children and things like that.
To be, all right. Okay.
Yeah, you've never been in the military, right?
No, I have not.
All right, well, neither have I, but this young man wants to be an officer and a gentleman. And
well, that was the name of that movie. I don't know if people understand what that means.
Mr. Henry, it's a very real standard, being an officer and a gentleman. It's to act like a gentleman. And I don't think that in your pre-show you showed me an example to be that.
And because I use this language.
Yeah, you were using. I tuned it in right as soon as the kid. I mean, as soon as the kid calling, it was pretty vulgar.
Well, I apologize. I do. I apologize if it offended you. I didn't know, and I assume that because it's a pre-show and it's a subscription service.
Yeah, and you think that people are aware of that? Okay, we understand it. So, RC, why don't you tell Phil?
Well, hold on. I'd like to apologize properly, if that's okay.
Well, you did, and we're coming up against the break.
What I wanted to do, Phil.
Whoa. Let me, please.
All right. Jeez. Some guys.
Yeah, I get
it. Oh, yeah, is that right? Some guys.
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did. I simply want to say, I apologize, RC, I do. I recognize that you're underage. It's pretty strong language that we use in our uncensored pre-show. It is a subscription-only part of our broadcast. So I guess I assume that people who tune in already know the rather freewheeling manner of that part of the show. And I obviously missed the mark there.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, so can I...
Go ahead.
Mr. Henry, I want...
Did you hear my apology?
I'm sorry, Phil.
Did you guys hear my apology?
We were...
I'll do it. We were talking... I was talking to him about what he wanted to say to you. So
you didn't hear my apology?
No, but the audience heard it. And
it was for the kid. It was for this young man.
Yeah, all right. Did you hear it?
If you could do it again...
I'm not going to do it again. I apologized once, okay?
All right. What we want to talk about, Phil, or what he wants to talk about...
It just bothers me that you didn't listen to the apology, and so what's the point here, you know?
No, I know that you apologized, but probably... I mean, okay, yeah, I accept your apology. It is
heartfelt.
It's probably heartfelt.
No, it is heartfelt, not probably heartfelt. What do you want to do? What is it that I can do for you, okay? If you don't accept my apology...
No, I do accept the apology, but I wanted to talk about something that you said in your pre-show that you would never talk about, and it was about...
Go ahead.
Well, it's about the man in Miami that chewed the other man's face off, and the question that I had for you is simply this. Do you think that that kind of thing has been inspired by these, you know, Walking Dead or anything like that? And if not, why not? And I'll listen to the answer.
Okay, Phil?
Yeah, I got it.
That's all he wanted to do.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, David.
I'm gonna stay on the line here.
No, thank you very much, David. We got it.
Well, I wanted to stay on the...
All right, thanks. Okay, do I think that the guy that chewed that guy's face in Miami was inspired by Walking Dead?
I don't mean, Mr. Henry, that show should be taken off the air or nothing.
No, hold on for a minute. No, I don't. I believe it was inspired by a man who is mentally ill. The guy that did what he did, my understanding is, he could have been under the influence of a drug that had prompted some kind of psychosis. Doctors are still assessing. I think law enforcement is assessing, but they believe that this man had a psychotic episode in which, yes, he did attack that homeless man, and assaulted him viciously and unfortunately injured him seriously. No, I don't think it has anything to do with zombie movies. And
I'm not saying that there's really zombies. I'm just saying, do you think it was influenced, that they influenced it?
I can tell you what I know about mental illness, which isn't a lot, okay? This is just what I've been told. If you're already psychotic, you take images, ideas, pictures, whatever's happening in the culture around you, and you filter that through your psychosis. So, for instance, back in the 19th century, they had nut bins all over the world filled with guys who thought they were Napoleon Bonaparte. Why? Because Napoleon Bonaparte was a big deal in the 19th century.
Yeah, there wasn't anybody running around thinking it was Bob Dylan or anything.
No, nobody was running around thinking they were George Patton or Bob Dylan. Yeah, you're right. So the psychotics in the 19th century walked around thinking they were Napoleon. Psychotics in the 20th century, some of them think that they're, well, I mean, we're so far flung in this century, we think we're either Jesus Christ, or some guys think they're Sigmund Freud, or some cats think they're John Lennon, and they draw other ideas from the culture. The whole Satanism thing has prompted psychotic people to embrace, or at least in their sickness, some vision of Satan giving them direction. But to answer your question, no. The cause of that attack was the psychosis, not The Walking Dead on AMC.
Well, you got the plug-in, and I mean...
I didn't mean to get a plug-in. That's why I was just being kind of a smartass. Isn't it on AMC?
Yes, sir, it is. All right,
Hold on for a minute, because I do have to take a break. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we're talking with this young man, R.C. Collins, about this. This is a really horrific attack in Miami, Florida. And it was a man attacking another man, both of them naked. And when the police finally came upon them, one of the guys was chewing the face off of the other guy. It is just beyond the pale. We'll talk a little bit more about that and other news here coming up on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And no, we don't want the ringtone. Let me get on the ground. We have boots on the ground here. That's what you guys say in the military, isn't it, R.C.?
Well, I mean, I'm not yet in the military, but someday I'm hoping to be. And, we'll boots on the ground.
Okay, your phone is a little in and out, okay?
What's that?
Your phone is a little weird.
What does he mean?
Your phone's kind of cutting in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking to some of the other members of my cadet class, which is our senior cadet class. We're listening to the Phil Hendry Show tonight, and we just want to say, that we really like your show.
Thank you very much. All right, so we were talking about my anger during the pre-show. Margaret Gray is going to join us here. She's a nationally syndicated columnist as well as one of our frequent contributors. And I think that tonight she's probably going to be singing us a song. Margaret, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, Phil. And let me just say that this is a song. I can't take a lot of time, but this is a song that I've been wanting to sing for you for a long time. And I think it's reflective of what was going on in your pre-show.
She knows.
Hold on, Frank. Who are you? Well, my name is Margaret. Well, I'm R.C. Collins, and I was sort of talking on the show. I understand that, dear, but I am a freaking... Who is this kid? He is something, isn't he?
R.C., I know this lady, okay?
Yeah, but I was calling in. Wow.
Hey, good. I'm Frank Gray.
I don't care.
Well, you better start to care, because he's my wife.
Oh, he is, huh? Hey, get a load of that. Is he going to be allowed to make fun of...
We just hold on for a minute, okay? Just everybody hold on. What do you want to do?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
I'm going to sing you a song, if you'd like.
Okay, that's fine. Put R.C. on hold.
I don't like the old man telling me that...
All right. And Frank, are you there? Frank, are you there?
Yeah, where's the kid? Because I want...
Okay, he's on hold. So now it's just you and me, Margaret.
Well, fine. That's fine. You don't have to talk to me as if I... You don't have to talk to me, Phil, as if you just picked me up at a 7-Eleven and you need me to do the curtains and the blinds before your big party tonight, and then you'll drop me off at a bus stop.
I'm sorry to talk to you like, I guess what you're saying is, a day laborer.
Yes, day help. Yes, I'm not day help.
All right, you're not day help. I apologize. What did you want to sing?
It was a song that I wanted to sing, Phil, for the fact that you've had a very rough few days. And it's a prayer, really, Phil, more than anything else. It's a wish of peace. And it goes something like this. Benny Johnson, hit it.
Benny's not here. You're just... There's no piano.
Oh, I'd say there's no piano, Phil. I thought Benny was... Count it down, Frank, will you?
Holy God.
Count it down, Frank.
One, two, and one, one, two. Two, one, two.
When you're weary, feeling small, whoa, 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 whoa. When tears are in your eyes, I will try them all. I'm on your...
Okay, can you hold on for a minute?
Side what?
That, you know, is going to take forever singing that song.
Excuse me. Oh, wow. You know, you spit me off.
Hey, Phil.
I'm just telling her, Frank. It's going to take forever.
You hung up on me. What am I still doing on the...
Yeah, what are you doing here?
He's using my phone.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, look, Phil. Just let him sing the song he wants to sing. You know he's got a great voice.
She has got a great voice, yes. But she's got all of these little things she likes to do, and...
Give me the phone. They're not things I like to do. They are treatments. They are flourishes. Hello? Here.
They're flourishes, Phil. Let him do it. Just let him do it.
All right.
All right. Can we... Margaret, I'm coming up against the break.
All right. You're coming up against the break. So we go into the break, and we come out of the break, and we do the song.
God.
Well, she's starting to get masculine.
All right, all right.
That's why I called her she.
Right, I got you.
Count it down, Frank.
One, two, three, go, she.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will try them all. I'm on your side. Get rough, and the rest of can't be fun, like a bridge over... Frank, get me some water, will you, please?
Yes.
Like a bridge over troubled waters, I will lay me down. Oh, like a whore, I will lay me down.
Okay.
I'm not done yet. Excuse me.
I'm not
done yet, Phil.
Okay, you're not done yet, but I'm coming up against the break.
Well, you're always coming up against something, aren't you? I'll bet you are.
You're coming up against it, right?
Yeah, make sure you towel off. I'm sorry, Phil, I didn't...
Okay, that's it. I've had it with her, okay?
Yeah, but you're all got to sing Bridge on a Troubled Water.
I know what she's singing. That last crack from her and Frank and the he's my wife, I'm done with. Those guys are nuts.
Don't you think she's got a nice voice?
Yeah, she's got a nice voice if she just stick to the melody, but that whole stuff that she does, it's driving me nuts. When you're weary.
Now you sing it.
I don't want to sing it. I don't need to sing Bridge Over Troubled Water. She thinks I'm flipping my lid? Fine, let her call. If she... Is that her again?
Yeah, Miss Gray. Yeah, man, you know, Phil's really pissed off. Well, he's pissed off. I understand, but he's all pissed off. I don't want you to do nothing like that. Okay. Well, maybe after break, we're going to do it. Yeah. Yeah.
What'd she say?
Well, I was just practicing. That wasn't her. Well, you get the... What are you doing, man?
When she calls back, let me talk to her. Welcome to our show here tonight, folks. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Oh, baby. We'll be right back. It's been a wild weekend. The news. That guy chewing that cat's face off, man, that ain't even the half of it. I mean, just on face value alone. Oh, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Why don't you face the facts, Phil?
What time's face off? That's a facial.
How about a facial?
About face?
Phil Henry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We do have Margaret Gray and Frank Gray. R.C. Collins with us from Alhambra, California. We were talking a little bit about my pre-show tonight and the fact that I was in a bad mood, and I apologize for anyone who was watching the pre-show, even though it's a subscription-only pre-show, so you cannot watch it unless you are a member of our Backstage Pass family, but I was vulgar.
Darling, you were a lot more than vulgar. You were absolutely livid, and you were calling out people, and you were angry.
All right, if you would not mind spilling all the beans.
No, I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a little bit more professional than that, than you give me credit for. And all I was trying to do was to sing you a song that I think has always been symbolic of the, I don't know, Frank, what is it?
Song.
The bridge on the water or something?
You don't even know what song you're singing?
Bridge over troubled water, yes. It's always been symbolic of love. You were talking about Foreigner just moments ago.
I was talking with Dan about Foreigner, yeah.
And you were talking about Lou Gramm.
I was talking about Lou Gramm.
Yes. Lou is absolutely one of my favorite singers of all time. He is wonderful. Now, you know that I worked with Buck Dharma and all the guys in the Black Cult.
Blue Oyster Cult.
No.
What's the Black Cult, then?
I don't know what Black Cult is.
Who's the black guy? Who's black?
Which group is the black...
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath. That's the group I didn't work with.
And okay, fine. So you're with Blue Oyster Cult, and then Lou Gramm, and then what?
You know what? I'll just sing the song.
No, I'm just trying to get you to move along here.
Then I didn't work with Lou Gramm. I just know that he's a great singer, but when he was in Dallas for a concert one night that I happened to have been very blessed to be a witness of, poor Lou was singing the song, I've Been Waiting for a Girl Like You. Now, you know that song, right?
Yes, I do.
Well, it has, I've been waiting, I've been waiting. Now, you really have to hit that note. And you can't futz around and mess around and go out and drink and do all the things that a rock singer will do. All right? So,
But how was Lou's voice?
Well, I'm getting to that if you'll let me finish my story. My story. All right?
You know, Margaret, I got to tell you, that's the one thing that people get really...
What one thing?
When you go story.
Oh.
That, you know, when you go that story, it really bothers people, all right? I hear you.
All right, can I finish?
Go ahead.
So I was saying that on this particular night in Dallas, I had front row center because I was working at that time for Crawdaddy.
And you had, well, I shouldn't say you had front.
Shut up, Frank.
I didn't say crabs, I said Crawdaddy.
Bill, hold on for just a moment. I'll be right back.
So she hung up, or what's that?
Yeah, just on hold.
You know what? I am not here for her, man. I got a radio show to do, okay? So I can't wait for her to fix whatever it is that she... Is she back?
Yeah, I'm back, Phil. I had to deal with Frank. All right?
What'd you do to him?
Don't even worry about it.
Righto.
All right, so anyway, he was...
Well, it doesn't sound good.
Don't worry about it.
Hey.
What is going on?
Hold on. Will you shut up? So I saw Lou and...
Did Frank, you, what did you do to him?
No, he said, when I met you, Margaret, you had a case of the crawdaddy. And I went to hit him and he said I didn't say crabs. And that's what really pissed me off, okay?
So you hit your husband?
No, I did not. I went to hit him.
Is that him?
Wouldn't you like to know? All right, so anyway, I saw Lou Graham, and he was singing that song. I've been waiting for a girl like you to flow into my life. And I would say to him, I said, you know, Lou, the problem that you have is that you're singing it in the traditional way. Why don't you try something different? And he said to me, okay, I'm game. What do you got? And I said, look, Lou, the song is, I've been waiting for, and as singers do, when singers get together, we always riff, you know. We'll stand around a piano and riff, you know.
Yeah.
So I said to Lou, I said, look, why do you sing it? I've been waiting for a girl like you to come into my, why don't you do this? And then I said, I had Bill Baffery count it. Bill was there that night. I said, Bill, count it down from baby. 1, 2, 3, and a 1, 2, 3. I've been waiting for a girl like you to come into my life. See? And my voice isn't what it was then, but do you get the idea? And so...
Well, I get the idea. I don't know if that's a good one, though.
Why is that not a good... Did you not hear what I said?
I heard what you said, that his voice cracked on that song. It's a tough note to hit. But I don't know that making him go through more vocal gymnastics is the answer.
How is that vocal gymnastics?
Well, you've got the guy going, I've been waiting. I can't do it. I'm not a singer like you. I've been waiting for a girl like you to come in too.
Yeah, boy, you sure aren't a singer. What you just did there, Phil, is you took a butcher knife. If my singing of that song was a baby, then...
Yeah, I know. If that was a baby, then I just gutted it and killed it and threw it in the street.
No, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say you gutted it and turned it into a purse. So...
What?
What do you mean, what? How much more of that have I got to put up with? What?
Well, she's making a good point, though.
What good point was she making? First of all, I tell her, I know, you know, she always goes to that extreme. If my singing was an infant, you just killed it and threw it off a bridge or something.
Yeah, but she didn't say that. She said you gutted it and turned it into a purse.
Oh, is that what she said? See, that's how I blew it. If I would have waited and had her say that...
Well, I mean, all you had to do was just wait.
What is it with you guys, anyway? Are you getting dumber along with everybody else around here? I'm telling you, man, there's an epidemic of stupid that has come sweeping across this radio show, and I don't know what to do about it. It's come sweeping across the show. It's sweeping across my website. You guys got to be kidding me. If my singing was an infant, you gutted it and turned it into a purse. I'm supposed to wait for that, huh?
Yeah. You know the old saying, wait for it, wait for it.
Oh, for God's sake, bud.
I didn't... Ms. Gray, you can't...
Know that. Let's put me back on the air. Don't you tell me anything.
I know, but Mr. Henry's going to be upset.
You know, he is the phone screener.
I won't be kept off the air by that. Are you kidding? It's going to take a lot more than that thing to keep me off the air.
That's a little rude to Bud.
Well, I'm sorry, but I've been treated very rudely. Now, I'd like to finish.
And okay, but I don't need babies being turned into purses.
Great. Then don't gut my singing like one. So I said to Lou, don't, you know, do something different with the song. Well, he never listened to me, and, you know, the rest is history. He went on to, I guess he went on to make other albums, and he's really good. But still, I wish he would have listened to me. So what I'm saying is this, Phil. Listen to this song. Listen to the emphasis of the song.
Are we going to be able to finish it?
Maybe. 2, 3. Boy, you pissed me off, you know that?
Well, you're pissing me off.
I'm singing this for you. Hit it, Ben. Oh, there is no Ben. I'll just hit it myself. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. And a 1, 2, 3. And a 1, 2, 3. When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dread them all. See that part where they go, oh? That's what I wanted to hit. That's what I want to emphasize. But that means I will dry your eyes. Meaning that is a very important part of the way that I love you, Phil. And the way I want you to be happy.
I thank you for that, Margaret.
All I'm trying to say, I'm on your side. See, I'm on your side. When times get rough, 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 and the monsters can't be found, found. Frank, hit a C note, will you?
I can't play piano.
And friends to
can be found like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down, down, down.
Well, you get the idea, right? And then it goes into...
Okay, that's fine. I get the idea.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, you... Every time you tell me you're a professional singer...
I don't have a pianist. I'd say how it's really pronounced, but I am a little bit more of a lady than that, okay?
You mean a pianist?
Yes, I meant a pian... I mean, I don't have a piano player. I don't have a piano man. I don't have a guy that tinkles the... tickles the...
You don't have a guy that plays the piano. Okay.
No.
All right. Thank you, Margaret, very much for that rendition of Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Just remember what I told Lou, which is, you know, at one point, that was yesterday. Do, 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 do. Now my brain.
All right. I can't stand it any longer.
By the way, keep on alone. Don't hear you that long.
You guys wanted to hear it. Don't tell me about it. Bridge Over Troubled Water. Thank you very much, Margaret. The sentiment is very much appreciated here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. God. Well, I will tell you this much. The story out of Miami today that started all... Is that kid still on the line?
I get him. I think he is, but he's with his friends.
Well, the young man that called in, R.C. Collins, talking about that story out of Miami that started this entire falderall is as gruesome, and that's what the Miami, the responding Miami officers called it. I believe they were either Miami-Dade or they were City of Miami cops. And there is a very distinct difference. I don't know. I don't even know if there's a City of Miami left, but I do know that there are a lot of municipalities in the county of Dade, one of which is Miami. And then they all combine as in their sheriff's efforts as Miami-Dade. But the point is, they said it was one of the goriest crimes they'd ever seen. And I can well imagine what it was like to respond to something like that. And but to say that, you know, the epidemic of zombie movies, especially Walking Dead, you know, it just doesn't work that way. It works this way. There's sick people. There's healthy people. Sick people are going to use the world around them, especially if they're psychotic and they hallucinate. And that stuff's going to get filtered through their sickness. And it's going to come out either they're Napoleon Bonaparte or they're a cast member of Walking Dead. Although they don't know what a cast member is, you know.
Yeah, I don't think that those people are real zombies.
Well, they're not. Real zombies. So that was the problem, as far as I know, and so there it remains. Really messed up, man. And plus, the other thing that probably fed into that guy's psychosis was all of those horrific stories of people being mutilated by these rabid chimpanzees or chimpanzees, as Margaret calls them. All right, here on the world famous Phil Henry Show, we're going to come back. The founder of TMZ has passed on at the age of 58. The guy that started all of those celebrity websites, all of those, we got the audio here of Mel Gibson flipping out and throwing somebody out of his house. And we also have a story here of sunscreen. What's the top sunscreen for 2012 as we enter these summer months? All of that and more here as we enter this new week of the world famous Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com.
Truth is our bitch.
The when Phil Henry weary, Show. Feeling small.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, or online at philhenryshow.com. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to have Doug Danger on, and Doug's going to be talking with us about the forthcoming film Lincoln, starring Daniel Day-Lewis. This will not be released, my understanding is, it will not be released until the late fall months of this year. But Doug has some thoughts on the film, and it's a great cast. Daniel Day-Lewis, Sally Fields, I believe, is Mary Todd Lincoln. I know Tommy Lee Jones plays the great abolitionist Senator Thaddeus Stevens. Pretty impressive group, and certainly a very tough, sweeping story to put on the screen. But we'll talk to Doug about it at the top of the hour. 877-876-7445. We have scheduled this segment, I believe. It's Pastor William Rennick. I've got to get the pastor up on the line here. And Pastor Rennick, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Phil.
And how are things, Joyful Union Congregation?
They're very good, and we send our love, and, you know, Clara sends her love, and it's one day at a time. You know, we had a very great story here. We had a young lady who was found herself pregnant. The father's gone, you know. We were able to get this young woman a job. We've got some daycare for her baby, and she's moving ahead very, very well, and we're very grateful for that. And there's so many of these great stories to tell.
All right. This segment, Pastor Rennick, we are going to be talking about sunscreen. And the summer beach weather is in full swing now that Memorial Day weekend has come and gone. So that's traditionally the beginning of summer, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, I understand that you have me scheduled. I'm going to come on this segment here.
Yes, sir. But we're talking about sunscreen? I don't... Why, bud?
That's who we scheduled.
I'm not... What, you bring me on to talk about sunscreen. And what am I going to say about that?
Why did we bring him on?
Pastor Rennick?
Yes.
Black people can get sunburned, too.
Black people might be able to get sunburned, and that's fine. That's got nothing to do with me being... So now, what are we talking about? You bring me on as a joke?
No, I don't know, Pastor Rennick. All I know is I got a story here on sunscreen, and here you are, so...
Are you blaming me?
Yes, I'm blaming you. You're the guy that booked the guest.
I don't have nothing to say about sunscreen.
Well, what about Bob Marley?
What about Bob Marley?
Bob Marley died... that's true, Bob Marley died of melanoma.
I don't care if a brother died of melanoma. I ain't gonna die from melanoma. I've got a lot of different ways I'm gonna die. There's a lot of different ways that Pastor William Rennick is going to meet his maker. I may find my way to heaven at the end of a, who knows, the end of a gun. I may find my way to heaven in an automobile accident. I might find my way to heaven in disease, a cancer, a heart attack. I may find my way to heaven a million different ways. But I am not going to find my way to heaven getting skin cancer on account of a sideburn. You bring me on this show.
All right. You can calm down.
No, you don't tell me to calm down. Bring me on this show to talk about sunscreen.
Listen.
See, this is my wife. You talk.
Now, this is Clara.
Yeah, Clara. I apologize.
It's all right. He is very upset because he had heard Margaret. She is singing Bridge Over Troubled Water. He wanted also to talk about this young girl that we have helped. And he wanted to sing. What'd you want to do?
Play Give It to Me.
He wanted to play Give It to Me.
Okay, can I talk to him? Pastor Rennick, I had no idea, that's great work that you're doing at your church. I apologize. This is the second time I've had to apologize tonight.
What was the first time?
The first time was a young man who was upset with the language I was using during my pre-show.
Well, that's something else I want to talk to you about. I heard your pre-show. I listened to the four-letter words. I listened to the MF this and that. And you know something? I had no problem with it because what you were saying was coming from the heart.
Thank you, Pastor.
That's right. That's right. What you were saying was coming from the heart. And what you were saying to me was almost like a prayer, you know? So when I come on your program, I want to talk about a young lady, Keisha Williams. She is a 17-year-old girl. She had this baby that no father. We can't find a father. Don't know who the father is. Doesn't make any difference because our congregation had joined hands to give this young lady a work, to give some daycare for this baby. And this young lady is going to be able to save some money. She's going to have her own apartment. We're going to get her into school, and this is what people together can do. So when I come on your program, I wanted to tell you about that, and I didn't want to talk about sunscreen. And
I got a point here. You said you'd talk about sunscreen if you could talk about the girl.
I said I'd talk about sunscreen after I talked about the girl.
And well, how did you get booked on this show?
Yeah, that's right. You said you were.
Hold on. I'll talk. I'll tell the man. Well, you tell a man, I'll tell a man.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Don't hold on, brother. Let me say it. Did you say it? You're going to carve it up. You carve it beyond all recognition. You'll do to this what that man did that brother's face down there in Miami. You understand what I'm saying there, right?
Oh, God.
Well, I'm telling you. I've got something to say here, and I don't need that brother butchering it on beyond all recognition so that what I have to say is the face of a homeless man, and that brother there is gnawing on it. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
All right. I said I would come on and talk about sunscreen, if that's what he wanted me to talk about, if I could get in the work we're doing at the Joyful Union Congregation. Didn't I say that?
Well, you know...
Didn't I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, why wasn't I told this?
Because I...
Well, we didn't know he was going to jump right in about it. Why don't you guys book guests that make sense? Why would you book Pastor Renick for sunscreen? And don't tell me it's because Bob Marley died of
Bob Marley didn't die of sunscreen.
Bob Marley didn't die from sunscreen, but he died from skin cancer.
Yes, melanoma. Okay, well, that seemed to make sense. Well, it doesn't make any sense. There's better guests to get. You can get Dr. Sadler. There's a million guests with Dr. Tarner. How about a doctor?
Well, I don't know if there are real doctors in that. And besides, I think that Pastor Renick, being black, it had a different sort of...
Well, like a different color to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, brother. But let me tell you this.
Okay, all right, hold on.
No. I ain't holding on for nothing. Let me tell you something. You want me to talk about sunscreen? Here you go. Sunscreen is great. If I ever get to the beach, if I ever have 5 minutes of time to relax at the beach, if I ever get 2 minutes of time, 2 precious minutes of time to relax at the beach, I'll slap on some sunscreen. There, you happy? Now about this, are you out of time?
Yes, we are.
God! Black man never get a break. White man tell him to come on his radio show, wants to talk about a young lady helping out at the church. White man says, yeah, you go right ahead. I start to talk about it. What you got? Coming up against the break. But then a white man said to me, why don't you talk about sunscreen? And I got to sit here.
All right. Well, yeah, hang up on him, okay?
Why you hang up on me?
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Doug Danger coming up next on the Phil Hendry Show.
White man tell me to come on.